You got anything else going in high school or in your life other than FFA?
Yeah, so I'm working at a meat locker in Brewton. I compete in ranch rodeos, and I try and help out on the farm whenever I can.
All right, very good. What are the plans after high school?
My plans are to go to the University of Minnesota Crookston for animal science with a minor in equine science.
Mason, best of luck to you.
Thank you.
Thank you very much. And we've got one more gentleman to talk to, and his name is?
Isaac Hennon.
Isaac, and did we talk to your sister earlier?
Yes.
All right, so your parents again are?
Eric Hennon and Angie Hennon.
All right, and should put a plug in. I get, you know, one thing I was going to have Mason do, we're going to talk about who your officer team was. Come on back here, Mason. Who's your officer team?
Yeah, so this year we have Holly Hennon as our reporter, Isaac Hennon as our treasurer, Eric Bowen as our vice president, Tommy Devick as our secretary, Ashley Roloff as our sentinel, Weston Hawkins as our director, and me, Mason Roloff, as the president.
And your advisor is?
Miss Tiffany Cobberman.
All right, very good. All right, now we got that taken care of. Wanted to make sure we got that on. You were on a judging team here also, right?
Yes, I was on the ag mechanics team.
How'd that go? Do you know how it went yet from the scoring percentage?
We don't have the exact results yet, but from what we can tell, we did all right.
All right would mean at least top half?
Hopefully top 20 teams. If we did, well, our team would be more than happy.
Excellent. Who are your other team members on the ag mechanics?
It'd be Eric Bowen, Austin Schuler, and Evan Rogel.
Okay. So the 4B Ag Day, is that what this is, one of your chapter projects?
The 4 through 6 Ag Day,
4
yes.
through 6 Ag Day. What's that like?
What we do is we have a day, it's the same day where we drive our tractors to school, and we bring out the 4th and 6th graders for a couple hours of the day, give them some education on farm safety, a little bit of agronomy, and some livestock stuff, too, just to expose them to the environment that is farming and maybe hopefully, you know, make sure they know it's there and it's definitely an option.
So Mason was telling us how many of your members are down here. How many are in the chapter roughly back home?
Right now, we currently have in the range of 20 active members, and on the books, we've got around 50 members that take part in ag classes.
Excellent. What's it been like here in this first day? We're doing this recording on Monday night. What's the experience been for you and what you're seeing, what you're observing and hearing?
It's been pretty fun so far. One of the things that stands pretty constant with convention is it's just a big eye-opener to everyone about the amount of camaraderie we have as an organization at the state level.
So. And I know you'd like to work towards getting your state degree.
Yes, I would. I've been working with my SAE in hydroponics, and hopefully this summer when I get out to the family farm, I'll be able to start logging hours for that too.
Very good. Isaac Hennon, appreciate your time. Thanks for being here.
Thank you as well.
Members of the Minnewaska FFA, again, the theme this year, stand as one at the state convention. Along with members of the Minnewaska FFA chapter, Tiffany Kuberman is their advisor. Jim Bartles here on the Inkstead, Minnesota Radio Network.
That's it for our State FFA Minnewaska interviews, brought to you by Riverview, SCMC, Starbuck Clinic, Bonanza Bean, and Hometown Community Bank.